Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network alternative commentary for Paul Blart, Mall Cop. And I am joined here today with my son, Jonas Rattlesnake. How you doing, Jonas?
I'm great.
So, Jonas, this has become kind of a yearly tradition where on the holidays we do a commentary track. And you insisted we do this. You said,
yes.
Hey, we got to do another commentary track. And I agreed with you. Now, I wanted to do something more traditionally related to Thanksgiving. Freebird, I think it was called.
Yeah.
We also looked at, what was it, Thanksgiving?
Yes.
But that had boobies in it, and we couldn't do that one. So we looked up a list of movies that were related to Thanksgiving. And weirdly enough, on that list, Paul Blart Mall Cop, which I've never seen before.
And probably because it pulls a Die Hard, which, for everyone that hasn't watched Die Hard, means that it's completely unrelated to Christmas. Aside that they have snow in a Christmas tree.
Right. It takes place around Christmas time. So you're probably not wrong. I've never seen Paul Blart Mall Cop. I didn't even look it up other than writing the page for it. So I assume it takes place around Thanksgiving. And therefore it was on the list of movies to watch around Thanksgiving time. So this will be interesting. You and I have never seen this before. We're going to be reacting to it first time here. All right. Any thoughts before we get into the movie?
Paul Blart.
Here we go. We're at 2 seconds on Hulu. That's where we found it, for those of you who want to watch along. So here we go. I'm going to drink my hot tea here as I am fighting a cold and losing. Are you looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner, Jonas?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner? Oh, this is Happy Madison. This is Adam Sandler's production company. Yeah,
probably the turkey.
The turkey?
Yeah, I don't remember much of the stuff. So I'm just going to go turkey.
Turkey, okay.
Like, I know there's like some kind of like Jell-O-esque thing, except we're not sure.
The cranberry sauce?
Yeah, that's kind of turkey and cranberry sauce. That's mostly what I remember.
All right, so as the movie begins and we go through the credits here, we see the badge for Paul Blart.
Mm-hmm. Mall Cop.
Mall Cop. It's all very dramatic here.
Uh-huh.
The last time we did this, we did it for Easter. We watched two and a half hours of Ben-Hur.
Yep. That movie was horrible.
Yes, but we got to see a lot of horses get messed up.
Yeah. That's really all. Can you do that?
Can't have it too loud. Remember, you know, we don't want it to. Alright, so we're at a police training facility here. We're seeing cadets do an obstacle course.
And there we go.
There he is. There's Kevin James.
I like how we all have like 10 feet high men, and then the Paul Blart.
Yep. Yeah, everyone's really, really tall. And then there's, you know, not nearly as tall Kevin James.
Yep.
He's got the booby sweats going on.
Okay, this is not accurate at all.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm pretty sure you don't sweat in the places that we so sweat.
Oh, no. As a big fat guy, I can tell you that is exactly where you sweat. Here's what I'll tell you, though. What I don't believe is that he's able to do this obstacle course.
Well, I think he's about the face plant going by
the clear. There he goes. Boom.
Did he just die?
I mean, he might have. Is that Boss Rootin'? All right, now we see Paul Blart back at home with his family. He has hypoglycemia, is what he said.
What is that?
Some form of diabetes, I assume.
Okay. Low blood sugar.
Low blood sugar is what the peanut gallery is telling me.
Oh, maybe this is Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe. Does pie help you heal, Joe?
Yes. Pie is the strongest medicine.
Pie is the strongest medicine, sure. He's putting peanut butter on his pie. I don't feel like this is helping the situation at all.
It might be.
And you think so?
Yeah. I know biology.
So mom is saying she doesn't want him to go through another holiday alone. All right, they're talking about Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So there you go.
Yep.
So right off the bat here, he wants to be a police officer. He's got some medical issues. He's overweight. So he's not going to pass the test. Meanwhile, his family is like, why don't you have a girlfriend? There apparently is the major tension of this movie. Oh my God. Perfectmatch.com. Wait, nothing helps you look sexier to a woman than when your mom helps you with your dating profile. So I guess he was married to somebody and for a citizenship status.
I see your point that you need money to get a job and you need to do that by becoming a police officer. But why don't you have a girlfriend?
All right, let's get to the mall already, people. It's taking forever. Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Kevin James doing sexy stuff on a Segway.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to edit out the sweaty parts. Wouldn't that be a little, all of it? All right, here he goes. We're finally here. We're going to the mall. He's on his Segway. Is that how you want to go to work, Jonas, on Segway?
Yes.
Hey, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch or on one of our Facebook pages, and you want to leave a comment, go ahead and put them up and I'll put them on the screen.
Oh, the attack of dog.
That is a yippy looking dog.
Yeah. I think that's a Pomeranian.
Yep. He ran over the dog with a Segway.
Oh, that's a sack.
Like you do.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're finally in the mall. Now the movie can start.
I love how they had... There was a restaurant that said legal seafood.
Yes, I saw.
That's a real restaurant.
I feel like I should call the cops if they have to specify it.
And we're going to see Paul Blart here riding around on his Segway. Helping people in the mall.
Yep.
You know, he might lose some weight if he didn't just, like, bop around on his Segway and, like, actually, like, walked. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, because we established earlier in the film that some of this is about him finding a girlfriend. He sees the way too out of his league hot blonde. And that's who he's going to focus on as he crashes into a car.
Oh, hey, nice. He's walking out.
And now we're going to be creepy and spy on her. Yep, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, that's no good. Stop using camera footage to spy on women.
Do I need to call the cops on the cops?
Maybe. You might. So he's having a conversation with another one of his coworkers. Is like, here's a report on how we can ease foot traffic in Macy's, and the coworker's like, can't you just be a security guard and shut up? This is the high tension of this movie.
Yep. You know, by the trailer, I thought there were going to be more thugs. Fuck.
Oh, it's Judge Phelan! Yay, Judge Phelan from The Wire.
Thugs. I don't know how to say.
Well, we haven't gotten to that part started yet. I'm sure it's coming.
What the heck?
He just downed a pixie stick.
Okay.
Oh, we're all on segways here? Nobody's gonna walk around?
Yes, in this universe, no one has legs.
He never finished high school.
Idiot.
Yeah. You know, I've been in a lot of malls in my time. I've never seen security guards riding around on Segways. Just saying.
Well, have you gone to a mall this populated?
Yes. Still no Segways.
Have you gone to one in New York?
Or I feel like the Segway dates this movie. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Like, there was one time where these things were really popular. This man takes his job very seriously.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Is that shot glass?
No, they're drinking coffee. He's pulling over a guy on a scooter in the mall. Because he's riding too fast.
This is like below level.
Oh look, he's walking.
He does have legs.
Apparently. He's writing him a ticket. For driving too fast in the mall.
Is that right? Somebody who actually had ticketed for it?
No.
Okay.
This movie's already hit the silly level.
I was expecting something that isn't just a cartoon.
Well, yep, there he goes.
Yep.
And he's being drugged.
Yeah, this is definitely just for the laughs, not for.
Oh, yeah, no, this is not realistic in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Oh, he left his pad there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just stop harassing this poor woman.
Hey.
Now, Paul Blart's going to try to talk to the way out of his league hot blonde woman.
Because
that's how life goes.
Uh-huh. I like how that's what, how we're referring to.
Oh, look, they're referencing the minivan accident from earlier.
Hey! Decent writing! Oh my god!
Okay, I thought by now we would have, you know, we would have gotten to the bad guys trying to take over the mall. We're still kind of just goofing around the mall here.
What do I wish it's going to try to steal, like, a bag of potato chips?
Security guard or security officer, Jonas? What do you think? Yeah, exactly.
That's actually. It's gonna be security officer because not protecting security.
Okay. Is he buying a wig?
I thought he was going to offer him money to date him.
That'd be a whole other movie.
Hey,
Blar. Wow. Oh, here we go. Now we have the bully character.
Yes. Some random guy is talking to an officer.
Oh, he's being fat shamed.
No.
All right, let's move this on, people.
I just want to see Paul Blart run over someone with a Segway.
You know, when we watched the trailer, there was a lot of him falling down, which is what Kevin James does in movies. Uh-huh. Just falls down a lot. It's like taking forever to get. Oh my god! And now we have to deal with an ad.
Yep. We should have a falling down counter. Right now we're at one.
Yes. It's kind of a lame fall down though. He was more being drugged than he was falling. What else are you looking forward to this holiday season, Jonas? Looking forward to Christmas?
Sure.
Thanks. Good conversation.
I'm so good at this.
I'm really surprised, like, with Hulu, just for, like, a regular movie, there's ads.
Yep. It's pretty annoying.
Yes, it's very annoying.
Like, they'll have to be, like, they'll have to be, like, 30 seconds long and unskippable.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Like, at least YouTube. Mm-hmm. At least YouTube, well, yeah, they'll sometimes have, like, 30-second long ads. Mm-hmm. Except for you probably skip them.
Yeah, I think a lot of them after 5 seconds you can skip.
Yeah.
What are you watching on YouTube these days? Up.
Oh. It's a mismatch of educational stuff and just chaos.
All right, we have an ad here for the Santa Clauses. This is the series on Disney Plus. You gonna watch this?
Yeah. Hey, do you think we can do a? Hey, do you think we can do a review on it?
Maybe.
Is every episode dedicated to, like, one Santa Claus?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that much about it. All right, we're back.
Yep. Ladies' problem? How? You've gone to pretty popular malls. How likely is that two women are fighting over a bra?
I don't know if that's something they call security about. How many, like, incidents of him involving himself in mall stuff do we need to see before we get to the meat of this movie?
No. I'm pretty sure that they just need to extend the
runtime.
The beginning, so that, because the meat of the movie, the mill, isn't that big.
Like, maybe maybe flash to the criminal setting up for their run at the mall or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, this one, finally, we got some action here.
Yes.
Paul Blart is wrestling with this woman who is trying to get a bra at Victoria's Secrets. So, okay, at this point, whatever nonsense he was trying to tell her before, now we're doing, you know, assault and battery here.
Now he's undressing her.
Her shirt came up in the middle of fighting. He's having a difficult time taking her down. That is a collar and elbow tie up right there.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Oh, nice clothesline.
Oh, I'm just a fool. I became a fool's head for a second.
Oh, something's catching his eye. What you looking at?
Another woman.
Oh no, it's the same woman. She's just got a different hairstyle.
Oh yeah, the wig.
Yeah. We're still doing this with a woman? Jesus Christ.
But I feel like it would be funny if the woman just left Paul and then we never see her again.
Maybe.
Like the most.
Okay, we got a compliment here. Ronnie Adams wants to tell us that our shirts for Thanksgiving, our shirts are immaculate.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ronnie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
This is now the third scene with her. Why do we keep going back to this woman? Get to him falling down already.
Yeah.
Okay. Did the trailer not show the entire mall being, like, taken over by terrorists?
It did.
Okay, so we are 20 minutes in. 20 minutes, Jonas. Mm-hmm. And I have seen nary a terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh my god, now he's taking you for a ride on his Segway.
It's like the scene from Titanic, but bad.
Riding in cars with boys, or on Segways.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Boom.
Okay, so Ronnie is saying, happy Thanksgiving, my friends. This is my favorite thing that has happened this morning. Don't worry, Blart brings the action. I believe you, Ronnie. We need to get to it already.
Hey, I'm not realizing how creepy this is.
Mm-hmm.
This woman just met this guy, and now they're doing romantic rides on Segways.
You know, it's a lot of trust right there that woman has for the old Paul Blart.
Oh, there's legal seafood.
He escorted her to her car. Okay, enough with the awkward flirting for the third scene in a row. Oh, look, he's getting the digits, Jonas. He's getting the digits.
Yeah. What do you mean by the digits?
He's getting her phone number.
Oh, okay.
All right, we got to get to something now, right?
Yes.
We've dealt with the girl. We're over 20 minutes in.
This looks like a place to find terrorists. Why is it? It looks like a, what is it called?
They were at a restaurant of some kind. I think the earlier one, the bully was like, oh, everyone from the mall is going to Whiskey Joe's or some crap.
Yep.
I think it's where we are now.
It looks like Crunchy Roar.
Run, baby.
Okay, well, it feels like a pretty odd song we're playing in the background.
I don't know. Kevin James is like the master of both subtle and overacting at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to Living Ink Club Encyclopedia. I know English. Me fell English? That's impossible.
Thanks, sir. Ralph.
Thank you. You're welcome.
He's still being bullied.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my sister's also here reacting. Get in frame. Wait a second, is this like someone trying, is this guy trying to become the girl's boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
So this guy, that this trainee from earlier, is about the only one in this movie acting like a human being.
Yep. Okay, so favorite character, the guy that looked like Chris Pratt.
Yes. Hi.
Wait, is it just me or is that guy kind of look like Chris Pratt?
Okay, we're almost 30 minutes into this movie and now we're doing a nacho eating contest. What the hell, man?
That is a big man.
That is a big man. When they were writing the screenplay for this movie, why was this scene necessary?
I don't know. I thought this is where we were going to meet the terrorists.
Yeah, maybe. Why? What is the point of this scene? Oh my god.
Oh, so just random music when we want to.
So now Paul's drunk. This is the most meandering, like, 90-minute comedy.
Welcome to Adam Sandler.
Now he needs to caress his forehead.
Literally, who doesn't need a forehead caressing?
And clearly, by the look at his forehead, it can deflect the sun rays. Scream your dog.
My god.
I am disgusted.
She's a little runaway.
That was cool. Okay, oh why does this scene need to exist?
Hey.
How much whiskey do they have?
He had a pitcher of margaritas. Which is not whiskey.
Okay.
Oh, he's now drunkenly hitting on the girl.
I'm leaving.
No. You asked to do this. Oh, pop goes the weasel and the weasel goes pop.
No, not more alcohol.
Oh my god.
He's drunk out of his mind.
Yeah, apparently.
Nice. Helicopter. I love watching Paul Boy try to get up by just frosting.
Through the window he goes.
Oh, I love how they...
Alright, Thanksgiving Day. Here we are. The whole reason we're watching this.
Yep. When the hot blonde that's way out of Paul Blatt's league.
Yeah.
Said no way. Mm-hmm. It said woman says no way. When it's never going to warn me.
Alright, so that whole first act there.
Yes.
Was to get him to his lowest point so that tomorrow, on Black Friday, he can be the hero when the terrorists attack the mall.
Okay, that's... Are you saying that's good writing?
Oh my god, it's another ad.
I'm pretty sure he's in the middle of talking. Now I'm hungry.
Are you?
Yes. Well, they showed us a pizza ad.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you gonna watch any of the football games today? Football is a big thing that you watch on Thanksgiving.
I don't like sports.
No? What do you like?
Relaxing and doing other things.
Relaxing?
Yes, I'm very vague.
It's good. It's a good podcast right there.
What do you like about Thanksgiving, Jonas? Things.
It's not a great way to get for the audience to get to know you. You want to talk about things, Jonas. You want to be specific.
Okay. Dad, but I don't know why, but I became a habit of just randomly dying for no apparent reason.
Just randomly dying?
Yes.
Okay.
I just randomly be like, I shall die now.
To the west and die. That's what a friend said to me during playing Dungeons and Dragons. He's like, hey, we're going to go to the west and die. Became our rallying cry.
Ah, to death.
To death.
So yes, when Chris ever starts a D&D campaign, that's what I want to do while heading into like an insane battle.
Mm-hmm. Like yell, to the, yell to the west and die?
Yes. No, just to death.
All right. We're back.
Yep.
See, Paul Blart's old. He has cassette tapes. That's what that means.
Yep. Movie logic. You have cassette tape. You old.
Do we really need this extended sequence of him being sad?
No, we don't.
We get it.
I wave goodbye. Now I'll see tears.
He's singing along.
I'm back in the city. Where nothing is clear. I have a great singing voice.
Aw, he has no matches.
I feel like it's pretty unrealistic.
What's unrealistic about it?
I don't know. I feel like there are so many people on dating sites.
Yeah.
That there's no way that this guy could get zero matches.
Oh, it's realistic, all right. It's like really sad because it's supposed to be a stupid comedy.
Yep. Listen, so who is she?
His daughter. Oh. That he had with an illegal immigrant.
Did she go to jail?
No.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh my God. When did he have time to get a tattoo last night?
When he was drunk.
I guess. This scene's going on way too long.
Yes.
All right, we're back to the mall.
Yay! It's Black Friday.
Here we go. Something's got to happen here.
Just me, when you say Black Friday, I mean, I think some illegal business where they sell organs or something.
Just means that it's a big shopping day, so there's a lot happening, and you know, it's supposed to be ominous.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing this with the girl here. Now he's trying to explain himself.
I just want to see Paul Blart and almost get shot by a terrorist. I want to see him through the Matrix stuff.
Weirdly paced movie. Uh-huh. For 90 minutes.
I want to see him go to bullet time. I want him to go to bullet time.
Really? Now we're going to watch him buy a cell phone. Why? What is the point of this scene? Why is he giving him his daughter's cell phone? Is this going to pay off later? What is happening?
I don't know. Maybe now they're going to introduce the terrorist.
Maybe. Oh, there he.
These guys are the terrorists.
Yep, finally. The devil's crotch hot sauce.
I love the logo for that hot sauce.
That is fantastic.
It's Satan, but noon with bio covering it.
Uh oh. All right, finally, stuff is happening here.
Yeah. I love how he just does like, and deep voice, and was like, yeah.
We needed a scene where he tries to sell her a pen.
Okay. I'll say this is halfway into the movie, right?
We're getting there.
Oh my god, nice product placement. They actually reference a video game in the background. Ratchet and Clank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's like a thing for it. Oh, a burying place? This is very much necessary. That's obviously a joke.
All right, we've got some ominous nodding going on.
Yes. That's AKA for villain. I don't know why I said it. It wasn't that for Sims 2. Look.
Yeah, I see that.
Was all the prop placement for video games? Win.
What? Okay. That's an odd thing to put in the movie.
Yeah, well.
Him just sticking around playing video games. And no one works in this particular store?
No
one noticed that he shut the doors?
I think it was closed. Now she's just breaking in.
What? Why? Why did we need to see this?
How's it supposed to represent that he's fat? Like, the other one makes sense, but not this. Attention shoppers. Please make your way to the nearest exits. Unfortunately, the mall becomes
So, is the whole point of this scene like he's distracted while the terrorists are taking over the mall?
Yeah, I guess.
So they're sitting around. They're writing the screenplay for this. Like, we need him to be doing something so he doesn't know this is happening. I know. We'll have him play Rock Band.
He's like, hey, hey. Wait, they just say, hey, hey, you got me. What?
He himself doesn't notice any commotion at all. What? Why? It was an inside job, Jonas.
Why the only character that acts like a human has to be a villain? This is why I always like the villains more than the heroes.
Oh, he's the leader of this group. Oh. Even better.
Yeah. Now he's the main villain. I'm not curious. Is this supposed to be a group of like a few people that are kind of good at their job? Or a group of a bunch of people who are very bad at their job?
Yes. Oh my god.
What?
Some guy is calling the girl's phone. Because we needed this in the middle of the movie as well.
Bye.
Where are you going?
Out of this movie.
Get back here. You wanted to do this.
That's such an unnecessary scene. Mm. And I hate it.
Sit down. Sit forward so that you're actually on camera. There you go. Oh my god, can we not meander this much? You know, I guess this movie did well. I guess people went to go see it because they made a second one. But I gotta imagine people, when they were watching this, you know, like, got to this part of the movie and we're like, wait, does he ever like actually do anything? Does he ever actually
do with the terrorists?
Yeah.
I'll just throw that thing away. Why would you keep it?
All right, now he's finally around the mall again, and they're doing stuff.
This movie is just a bunch of filler.
Yeah, this is a lot of filler.
Yep.
So,
parkour.
Flash grenade.
Oh.
Why? What? Oh, now she's not his girlfriend. Oh no.
What is the point of this part of the movie?
It's just getting, this is taking forever to get to the one thing that was advertised in the trailer.
Yeah, it's pulling a oh my god, it's Ben-Hur.
All over again.
Yes! It's not this pretty fun looking action scene, and now they're telling us to wait a year. Ugh.
So this scene plays better in the movie Airheads. In the movie Airheads, to kill time, they start making really, really weird demands, like a helmet full of cottage cheese and naked pictures of Bea Arthur. That was kind of funny.
Wait, who is Bea Arthur?
It's an actress, okay. A very elder actress. Okay. Oh, we finally have an interaction here with Paul Blart and one of the robbers.
Oh my god.
All right, finally, things are going on.
I love how they're riding. I love how they're riding their bike. Were you trained?
Stick to the plan.
The plan. The plan. The plan.
Oh my god, it's like Die Hard, Jonas. Well, that was quick.
I love how they refer to him as Officer 1, Officer 2, Officer 3.
Yeah.
Officer!
He's gonna go back in for the... So all of that to set up that the whole reason he's getting involved in this. Not to protect them all, but to go after the girl.
Well, I guess that's just a motivation. His goal is to protect them all.
Yes, because okay. So this whole movie is about this guy's need to have a girlfriend.
Yes.
And he's centered on this one pretty girl in the mall who's now been taken hostage. And so he's going to go and face insurmountable odds to rescue this girl so that she'll be with him in the end. Yeah, exactly.
How would this movie become a classic? Like, I wouldn't call it a classic. How does this movie become something that everyone loves? Why haven't you thrown the phone away? Why do normal phones not exist in this era? Wait.
All right. He's back in. He's engaging the robbers. Stuff's got to happen now, right, Jonas?
Yes. I really want the
face. Parkour. Parkour.
Parkour.
Why is everybody in this movie a ninja?
I don't know. Okay, that was kind of
the chase
funny.
Is on.
Boom.
I would just wanted to be in the room when they were developing the screenplay. Like, well, here's what we need. We need robbers that are going to be jumping and, you know, diving over things.
Why are there just several legs?
They're mannequins.
Yeah, several legs of the mannequins. That's pretty violent. Why?
Because, okay, that's why. Because now they can do this bit where it is believable that he would be half hanging out of the corridor there. Oh. And it would look like the rest of the store, because the rest of the store just has legs hanging out all over the place. This is supposed to be funny.
Okay, I'm so uncomfortable. Wait, sweating? No. This makes me feel very uncomfortable. I think I have claustrophobia, or whatever it's called.
Wow.
Okay, I think that I was just fat shaming him.
Yeah.
Oh, what the? Oh! Why is this playing trap?
Boom!
Why does it look like a trap you would find in, like, D&D? A spike trap. Why does this look like some kind of spike trap?
Alright, so he took out one of them. He took out the girl by falling on her.
More fat shaming. Nice. I guess.
Let the record show I did not hit this woman. I just fell on her. No boy. What? Ah, yes, physical comedy. Mm-hmm. Kevin, in this scene, we're just going to need you to turn, just spin around in a circle and bump into stuff. Yes, let's start wasting hostages in the mall. I like how that somehow like qualifies as like upping the ante and raising the tension.
So wait, they're now locking them in the mall?
Yep.
Weren't they already like that? Even though like if one of them was I don't know, Neo, he could probably break out, but like what?
So this is now another typical thing in movies. We had the police go. Now another organization has shown up. This is the SWAT team, and they're taking over. This is the sort of thing that South Park made fun of.
Oh. We see. If they're the SWAT team,
yeah.
This is not a rival organization. Is there a rival organization? Yeah, because
This movie is just lazy. Lazy writing.
Yes.
With, like, tropes from other movies.
Yeah. This is not good. How does some of y'all love this movie?
We're out. We have 36 minutes left, Jonas, and that doesn't include, and that includes the credits.
Why? How long is this movie?
90 minutes, and it feels like it's 5 hours.
This movie is like 2 seconds long if we cut out all the film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
If he set him on fire at the Pancake Festival, how is he in law enforcement?
No. Someone? Anyone? Please arrest this man. He set a child on fire! Is it okay because he was a child when he did it? What? Ah. Oh, Paul Boss Butt.
This would have worked better as like maybe a, like an SNL skit. I'm not entirely sure a 90-minute movie was necessary.
Yeah.
Kevin James likes to do tumbles.
Yes. Wait a second. Would that count to the fall counter? Must obey the law even when, you know, trying to get knock out people.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick up a foreign object, hit him on the head, knock him out? Seriously.
Oh no, Beck the trainee, dun dun dun. You know what this movie needs? Dirt bikes and skateboards.
Yep. Whatever movie needs.
Remember when at the beginning of the movie he wanted to be a cop?
Yeah.
And now he keeps running from the robbers.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Didn't he fail the test?
He did. Oh.
Then why is he a security guard?
Oh no! Paul Bart is beating him with a tanning bed.
What the?
He got it. He got another one.
Oh, cluster. Well, I guess he's using the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like we're going to eventually go back to this guy? He's just going to be a
skeleton. Oh my god, he's being shot at.
Oh no.
Time for some action.
Yee.
On a skateboard.
Oh my god. What the? Hit him with toy dog. Attack! He's just slapping him with it. Boom.
Parkour!
What the? How did he jump into the window? Oh my god!
Parkour!
How are they still doing this?
Same frame.
People are inhuman.
Paul Blart is in pursuit.
Listen, is anyone outside? Dogs?
Yeah, yes. Up, down he goes.
Oh, the phone that's filled with glitter and
stuff. Oh! Skateboard to the face.
Room.
Now he's going to segue over. Watch.
Room.
He made it. Clothesline. Rock right. Bottom. Through the glass.
You're not doing it correctly.
Into the ball pit.
I'm about to say you're not doing it correctly. Paul, you're supposed to be on the top. Oh. Were they suffocating there?
Buried in the ball pit. Why is the daughter there?
Huh?
The news hasn't broke on TV that the mall got taken over. She. Wow.
Wait, yeah, why is she here?
So that we can have another person in peril for him to save. This movie's so full of just wasted time.
Yep. Hey, wait a minute. Why aren't the police going into the mall? Why?
There's an entire scene here of just Phelan and the cop talking about comebacks against the SWAT guy.
Yeah, but at the same time, why are they not going into the mall?
It's a great question, Jonas.
Like, they're the police. They're just leaving it to one guy.
Why?
Oh, hey, it tumbled. It fell over. Nice.
This movie is so dumb. Like, it's dumber than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I kind of hope that he's going to use the Devil's Crotch hot sauce to attack one of the...
Yeah, it would be nice if that actually paid off somewhere.
Yeah. It was just a funny joke. It wasn't even that funny. Mm. Can I not turn on the dog before a second?
No, the dog's fine.
And there's people out there.
Yes, there's people out there. Oh my god. Ugh. We have to do this joke now?
Now feel like he.
That's the hero has to stitch himself up trope.
Hello.
How's your blarding going?
Oh my god, it's almost over. 25 minutes left.
Mostly just full.
This is such a slow-paced movie for what's supposed to be, like, a fun action comedy.
Wait a second. A guy's codename is Ross.
Yeah. It was said that all the henchmen were named after reindeer, which is a common enough practice in these things that they don't use their real names. There he goes. He's going to MacGyver himself a victory here.
Fish tank heater.
He's getting a whole bunch of different supplies from around the mall for his final assault.
Boom.
Why?
I don't know. Is he not changing?
I guess. Yes. He literally, they had to show him finding a new outfit to wear. So it looked like he looked like a badass.
I remember having the text on the screen and be like, yeah, so it changed.
So I'm going to look at something real quick.
Yes.
This thing was made for $26 million. Yeah, it made $183 million. This thing was a huge success.
How?
Yeah, exactly. How?
This universe.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Because you see bad things as nice things. Oh, no. No. Ugh. No.
Are we treating this like spinach? He's going to like lick a dirty lollipop and suddenly he's going to have all the energy. Yep, there he goes. Yep. All right, Jonas, he's fine now. Come sit down. On camera, bud.
I'm trying.
There you go.
I'm back.
All right, finally, the final confrontation here.
Okay, Rainforest Cafe.
Wait, like the movie starts to pick up a little bit and then immediately dies again. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I wonder what the person was thinking when they got named Cupid.
Oh. So we're playing with the Rambo jungle trope.
Yep. So is this what the Weird Al Yankovic movie was making fun of?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Something along those lines. Oh my god.
What? Should I have pinned him to the wall?
Is he... What? He keeps setting traps for them. Probably wasn't necessary to blow up the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, probably wasn't.
Was it you, Sugar Mouth?
No.
Don the brat with a baseball bat.
Yep. Robot.
Another trap.
Grab him by the penis.
Uh-oh.
I saw the robot was dead. Mm-hmm.
Really, this is not necessary. Just have him chase the bad guy down.
Yes, please.
Oh, he's figured out that he's got the daughter. Really? We need this whole exchange of dialogue where he's like taunting him? The final showdown.
Time to fight.
Oh no, he's been duped.
Yeah, that was kind of obvious. What's up?
And there he goes.
Yep.
All right, we're finally here. What's he gonna do to get out of this? All right, we got somebody watching on Twitch. Saying Torzinks, saying yo, sup. Hey, sir, how are you?
Hi. Hello.
You know they use that for the trailer too. That this little stupid bit here.
Oh, I didn't remember that one. I'm pretty sure I tried to block it out of my mind.
Yeah, I don't blame you. How's he gonna get out of this, Jonas?
He's going to spawn a gun in his hand.
Thank you. He's saying, nice t-shirt you got there, Gobblezilla. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
I thought so. I do enjoy a good kaiju t-shirt. Can we move this on? All right, he's going to throw him the phone. And that's going to distract him just enough. There it is. Chekhov's gun. He's got the hot sauce.
The devil's crotch.
Yep. Which he used. Well, the old hot sauce in the eye from across the room trick.
And the problem is that's also called the devil's crotch. So that's pretty weird.
We are from Tampa, sir.
Hello.
Oh, he recovered from being blinded in the eye with the hot sauce?
Yes, immediately. Oh, he said never mind.
Yep, he says he's from South India. Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. All right. Uh-huh. We're doing the final chase here as our hero chases the villain in the two. And the love interest and the daughter, as these movies always go.
Yes. Oh. Did he forget how to use a door?
The minivan. See, it's all paying off now, Jonas.
Yeah, they kind of just waited out. They kind of waited way too long for to do this.
Yeah, they did.
So just like, okay, we're going to have all these things that will eventually...
Here it comes.
That will eventually use to win the day in the end.
Yep.
But exactly at the end. You didn't spread them out through the middle and the end.
Right.
So it's not that good.
No. Really, we needed a final chase scene?
Yes. I guess we did.
Oh, he did. All right, guys.
Oh, look, he's working together with the SWAT guy. Oh, boy.
And he, and Zinx, I don't know how to say that.
Oh, well, we're going to bring him into it now, the Indian fella.
Yeah.
See, that was the point of the cell phone, is now they can track the bad guy. Because that's what he was doing before with the GPS.
Yeah.
See, it's all, oh my god, this is brilliant. It's all paying off now.
Yeah.
All these little things that were set up in the first act.
Uh-huh. What did they, what? I want this movie to end with them just accidentally driving off a cliff.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yes. Right over the cliff. Yes. Oh, he's gonna jump from car to car like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he said see ya.
Yep, and he missed it.
No. He said see ya.
So, remember before when he was doing the obstacle course at the beginning of the movie?
Yep.
Now it's paying off.
Huh. Except for, like, less passing out.
Maybe not.
Throw him into the propeller of the plane.
Indiana Jones style?
Yeah. Did that happen in Indiana Jones?
Yep.
Oh.
We're still doing the tattoo jokes.
Yes.
Yep, because what this movie was needing was a final fist fight.
Yeah. Let's Mortal Kombat begin.
And down he goes because he's got low blood sugar. You get that?
Yep. Fatality.
No, he fooled him. He fooled him. He got him. It's over. Oh my god.
What?
Betrayed. He was in on it the whole time, because that's what this movie needed.
Oh my god. So I guess, unless we know like how he got into law enforcement, he just didn't.
And it's all wrapped up very nicely.
Yay.
Ooh, your flight's been canceled.
Oh,
oh boy.
What a horrible why.
And he gets the girl. He saves his daughter. He gets the girl. It all pays off in the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jonas, what did you think of Paul Blart Mall Cop?
It was nice that they did have a checkoff gun, and everything was a checkoff gun at the end of the movie. There were like 20 guns.
Yes, a lot of stuff got paid off at the very end.
Yeah, and also most of it was just filler.
Yeah, it feels like it took forever to get to the mall with the robbers, and then they didn't do that much with them. You know, there was a lot of There was a lot of just like flipping and parkour and nonsense, but not a lot of anything else.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we go, sir? No.
Be right. Well, be safe, and behave.
Very good, Jonas. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.